The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
All right, making our way through our Wednesday broadcast. Russ Ryder, everybody, coming up. Showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high of 68. Cloudy, occasional showers, high near 65 tomorrow. Friday, mostly cloudy, 73. So that'll be a good start to the holiday weekend. Like I said, 64 now at the Q. Before I tell you about Bacon Camp, which is so awesome. Downtown Toledo, there will be a Memorial Day parade. It's called the Lucas County Memorial Day Parade. So if you don't have anything planned, you can head on downtown. It'll start on North Summit Street and around Michigan Street. Military vehicles, marching bands, veteran organizations, all taking part of the parade. It's for families to enjoy and for everyone to honor those servicemen and women who have paid the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice. Worse than death is being forgotten, says Mark Petticord. He's the parade organizer. So that's kind of cool. It's going to start at 10 a.m. It'll end about an hour later, 11:15. And then a memorial service will follow at 11:30 at Civic Mall between North Huron and Michigan Street. So there you go.
Nice.
If you're in town, good. Memorial Day, head downtown, 10 o'clock. Kind of a cool deal. Now, have you got your... don't you wish there was summer camp for adults?
Yes, mm-hmm. I have for some time.
Where you could just go, like you and your spouse, or maybe just you.
Yeah.
And it would be here would be my perfect day of summer camp for me, okay?
Okay.
You get there the first day, and you got your own cottage, just you, with a flat screen TV and a fridge full of all your favorite food. And you watch whatever game or sport that's going on, Golf Channel, whatever. Get up about 7:30 to the perfect cup of coffee and a ham and cheese omelet, but nothing too heavy. And you have a tea time at 7:45, 8 o'clock.
That's at summer camp.
And you're playing with three other people that you just absolutely adore, that you love. And you've got a box of acid Cuba Cuba Maduro cigars waiting in your cart with a dozen Pro V1 golf balls ready for you to use.
And the cooler full of ice.
I'm not so much into that.
No, well, it depends. Am I playing bad? If I'm playing bad, and then I tap a cooler because I need a beer or two. If the Doug's there, yes, we have to do that. And then you play a round of golf, and then you come in for lunch, and then you go back out for another 18.
You do 36.
And this time I'm tired, so then I want to play a 4-man scramble. Because I don't want to have to play my own ball because I'm getting tired.
With the same three people you really
like. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then you come back and then you have a really nice dinner. And then you watch whatever sporting event is on and you have zero responsibility. You don't have to pick up any kid from anywhere or nothing. And then the night gets and all of a sudden there's your wife. And we're sitting around a fire. And she's in a great mood. And then we go back to the cottage and there's a happy ending to the day. Bam! That would be day one of my perfect day of camp.
That's vacation. That's not
basically
camp.
A trip.
No, because they go with you. The teenagers go with you.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
All right, how about this? Bacon Summer Camp. It's a real thing. And it's here.
I'm listening.
It's in Ann Arbor. Adult summer camp based around your favorite thing. It's Camp Bacon. Yes, created by specialty food store Zingerman's in Ann Arbor. It's Zingerman's Deli.
Yeah.
So you go to zingermansdeli.com, Paul.
Okay.
It includes 5 days of tasting, cooking, partying, and even a bacon ball. We love the taste of bacon, and don't get us wrong. You will leave having tasted a lot of bacon, but there's more to share. But we are there to share the story behind the bacon, according to the organizers. We share with you new ways to appreciate bacon. So not only is it delicious, it's educational, too. Bacon for the win-win.
Is this an overnight thing?
The motto is bacon is for the brain, belly, and soul. The camp starts May 31st, and it runs through June 4th. And basically, it's a different restaurant in Ann Arbor and Detroit area. And you go, or parties in and around Detroit, Ann Arbor. And you go, and you pay whatever it is for that event, and you can go participate in it. One of them is like $225 a ticket.
Oh, wow.
And it's sold out.
Well, it's bacon.
Yeah, they're
That's what
not
I'm
faking.
Saying. And the proceeds go to the local 4-H clubs.
Oh, nice.
How about that?
You had me at Bacon Ball.
Camp Bacon. They're having a bacon ball. Mm. You gotta love that. Dancing and dragon and bacon.
So theoretically, it could be an overnight thing. You just stay at a hotel yes. in Ann Arbor, yep. that kind
of
thing?
Or in Detroit. Some of the restaurants are in Detroit. Zingerman'sDeli.com. All right, there you go.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Now, if we were a real radio station with a budget, you know, a morning show, we would send Paul to Bacon
yes.
Camp
oh,
for
my.
One day.
You would love it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Twist his arm.
Even if we don't have a budget, Paul's like, I'm in. I'll pay my own way. All right, before we go and hand it off to Russ, you know, it's graduation season. And if you've just graduated, this is for you.
Attention college graduates. Don't know how to spell or care? Unconcerned about nouns and verbs agreeing or even occurring in the same sentence? Then you should become a blogger. When you write a blog, you don't have to care about things like definitions or usage. After all, the people who will read your blog are just as inadequately educated as you. As a blogger, you won't make money, but that's okay. You're still living with your parents because you can't get a job. Not with an application letter that begins, Dear Dude, spelled D-O-O-D. Connection, maybe? Be a blogger. Wait, start using the World Wide Web to flaunt your squandered education today.
All right, that's enough show for a Wednesday. Nice job today, Paul.
You're the best. Have a good one.
Trisha. Oh,
thanks for the ride. See you tomorrow.
Susan, you're rock solid.
Thanks, boss. Thanks, listeners.
Russ Ryder coming up next. Till next time, this is Denny Schaefer saying doing what you love is freedom. Loving what you do, that's happiness. Keep dreaming. And remember, Q105.